Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, AM, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, satellites and rocket scientists. Somebody who watches one and someone who is the other. But first, let's get caught up with some of today's headlines.
This is NPR.
An investigation by Scotland Yard has revealed that Pakistan's former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto died from a head injury, not from an assassin's bullet. Bhutto's husband and her political party have maintained that Bhutto was shot after a bomb went off near her vehicle during a political rally in Rawalpindi in December. But Scotland Yard investigators say she died after hitting her head as she was tossed by the force of the suicide blast. The report comes just over a week before Pakistan is scheduled to hold national elections February 18th. A city council meeting outside St. Louis, Missouri turned deadly last night. According to reports, a gunman opened fire on the meeting and killed five people before he was shot to death by police. Two other people were wounded in the attack, including the mayor of the town. Authorities do not yet have a motive, but apparently the gunman had a long history of angry exchanges at council meetings. Six people are missing and dozens more injured following an explosion and fire at a sugar refinery near Savannah, Georgia. The Coast Guard has closed the Savannah River to ship traffic while authorities search for possible victims. Officials aren't sure what caused the blast at the Imperial Sugar Factory, but they think it started in a room where workers bagged the sugar. And Mitt Romney's out, leaving John McCain and Mike Huckabee to fight over who can best carry the mantle of conservatism into the general election. Today, Huckabee will get some help on that front. Reports say James Dobson, one of the nation's most prominent evangelical leaders, will endorse the former Arkansas governor's run for the White House. Dobson is the founder of the Colorado-based group Focus on the Family. On Tuesday, the evangelical leader released a statement criticizing John McCain for his support of embryonic stem cell research, his opposition to the federal anti-gay marriage amendment, and for his temper and occasional bad language. Finally, astronauts aboard the shuttle Atlantis are spending their first full day in space today. The shuttle took off from Cape Canaveral yesterday after 2 months of technical delays. The shuttle's carrying Europe's $2 billion Columbus lab to the International Space Station. It's scheduled to arrive tomorrow. Columbus will join the U.S. lab Destiny, which launched aboard Atlantis 7 years ago. Japan is set to send its lab, called Hope, in March. The lab is so big it will take 3 shuttle trips to get there. That is the news. You can find it always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.